you've taken the full profile assessment and your numbers have come back that you are a charismatic leader and you have a team player secondary. And this is a very powerful, the charismatic leader is always a powerful energy. And if you came up as the charismatic leader on this, on the test, on the assessment, you have an enormous amount of energy. Now, especially if you have a team player, you're probably a big person. You know, you probably have strong, you know, very strong muscles. You can be very flexible and coordinated, but also graceful and powerful. You're a powerful person. The team player energy is a person who's strong and stalwart and focused on great service and can stick with something and drive and do things for a long time. Charismatic leader has got dynamic, powerful, fluid energy. They tend to be the greatest athletes and most coordinated and effortless at what they do. They're the natural athlete. They're always the naturals of things. When you're looking at this combination of the two energies, you have got both the charisma and drive of a leader, but also the self-sacrificing and understanding that you are here on the planet to protect and serve. And so it would be, you know, so the warrior in you is very strong around, because the charismatic leader has a natural warrior energy, but it's very strong around protection, whereas the charismatic leader with a knowledgeable achiever would be more around just being a leader in a general, you know, you would be sort of that person that's protective of the family, of your business, of all these energies and all these things that you are in charge of, that you would be the leader of. So the charismatic leader quality is a incredibly dynamic, high energy quality of being. And so if you came out as the charismatic leader, you are a person that has a wide range of life experience, and you have the capacity, if your primary is charismatic leader, you will have one or two or maybe three, but at least one of the profiles that you will sort of lean toward. The charismatic leader quality is an actor or an actress by nature, and so what'll happen is that the true charismatic leaders truly are, you know, the Brad Pitts, Angelina Jolie's, the great actors and actresses, of our time, and they embody what the charismatic leader is, which is whatever is happening, whatever is going on in the world, whatever is going on that play, in that movie, you literally feel like that's their life. They can literally become that person. They're the method actors. And so what will often happen for charismatic leaders, they will play the role of one of the other profiles so beautifully that they think that they're that profile. Now, the fact that you came up as a charismatic leader on the test is fantastic. It just means that you are much more aware that that's your power. One of the qualifiers in all of the other profile videos that I'm doing is keep in mind you may be a charismatic leader playing this role. You could easily say I'm totally an emotional intelligence specialist because I'm so sensitive. You could easily say I'm definitely a thinker because I'm always spinning in my head, can't figure things out, you know, at times. Or I'm totally a knowledgeable achiever because I always like doing things right and I can see the big picture and I can totally figure out how things should work. So you have all of those things and also team player. You could say, I'm totally a team player. I stay at home with the kids and I do this and I sacrifice my whole life for my family. I don't do anything for me. I'm always, you know, doing. But the truth is that if you're a charismatic leader, take a breath, you're doing it for you. And that's part of owning your purpose in the world. Your purpose in the world is to lead. charismatic leader. And you're supposed to lead through your charisma. Now, charisma sometimes is like a rhinoceros, convincing you, I'm going to either run you over or you're, just turn around and move that way. Or it can be like the actor or actress that's incredibly, motivating, like our politicians who are incredibly seductive and also true and honest and honestly trying to make a huge difference in the world. And they know how to do it by reminding you that you are a leader too and that you have to lead. You have to, by stepping into their, or when you're talking to people about stepping into your mission, you are empowering them to be leaders as well. And so it's important that a leader understand the value of leadership and what it is that you do. And so if you have team player with a charismatic leader, your leadership is going to be more like a mother bear, kind of an energy, or a papa bear, where you lead, but you also simultaneously protect. Because in the shadow, you are known as the enforcer. Now, of course, because you can be all of the other profiles, in your shadow, you can be the poor me and feel totally overwhelmed by life from the EIS quality in you. You can be a people pleaser where you just feel like you're totally doing everything for everybody else and nobody cares and you just, you hate your life. You can be totally a rule keeper that's incredibly tough on other people and critical of yourself and other people. You can have all those qualities. But basically we call it the enforcer, where when you are in defense, you have made a vow to see that the world is unsafe in some way, and you don't trust it. It's not just unsafe, it's dangerous. And you see the world as dangerous. Not only the creative idealists totally see the world as dangerous, it's just like, whoa, I'm out of here. But you see the world as dangerous, and it gives you a focus, when you're in defense, that's a wrong that you're trying to right. And you go into battle with danger. You're not afraid of it as much as you are, it triggers you into battle. And so it's an important thing for you to take a look at, that if you are a team player, the type of battle you will go into is around getting in charge of your business, getting yourself on top, starting a business, having people come. But then the problem is that you don't trust. If you're number one, when you're in defense, you have a vow that says never trust. Because ultimately, as a charismatic leader, you came into the world and your energy, literally, your energy came into the world to have the world serve you. You came in to be a prince, a king, a queen, a monarch, something that's in charge. And you knew that as a child. You just kind of knew. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't care if you are 18 feet tall to me. I'm 2 years old and I'm going to say no to you because I don't have to do it. I don't ever have to do anything you want me to do. And that didn't always go that well for you when you were a child. And you were precocious enough to get your way, and oftentimes you did get your way by being sweet, by being, and whatever you learned to do back then, whether it was have a tantrum and throw a fit until your parents were like, fine, you learned that well. You may be a tantrumer right now in your life. You may get to that place. Or you became just a rebel, and it was just like, I'll never do it your way. I'm never going to listen to you. And you run and you go into your room and slam the door. And do you still do that sometimes? Do you seduce and sweet and, oh, mommy, I love you, and couldn't we just please give me a little candy or a cookie or whatever it is? And you figured out how to get your way, because charismatic leaders are incredibly resourceful. You are an incredibly resourceful person. Now, you may not see yourself as a resourceful person, and I want to make sure that you do. You have, everything you've done has been bigger than life. Everything you've done in your life should have gotten an Academy Award. Look back on anything. I don't care what it is. Notice that if other kids were drinking, you drank 10 times that much. And if other kids were doing drugs, you had to go get off it, or do some sort of therapy for it, it was huge. Everything you did was bigger than life. When you were abused, if you were hurt by somebody or done something, the types of events that happened in your life were so devastating. They were so powerful. The reason is that you carry huge energy. And when you are responsible for huge energy, you also need to be responsible for the fact that you will draw huge, devastating, possibly devastating events to your life. You will sabotage yourself. All the other profiles will occasionally say, well, maybe I won't do this, or they'll sabotage something, or they won't show up for a meeting. You will start a $100 million corporation and then not show up for the final meeting, because there's a part of you that is afraid to trust that if you were actually do it, that you could be really seen in the world as the leader that you are. And it's so important that you take that mantle and take that power on. Now, team player means you're not going to be doing it necessarily at a huge, massive corporate, like the knowledgeable achiever part would be, where you'd have hundreds of people, and big, huge, multinational types of things going on, or taking over small countries, as some of my charismatic leaders say. You won't be doing that necessarily. It may be more of a small of a mom or pop situation, something where you are in a small business, but you are very protective of it. The struggle you will have is to get over your fear of trusting other people. And the reason you don't trust other people is because you have this super dynamic nature that kind of shifts in and out. And so you kind of know that people don't always tell the truth. And so what will happen is that you may even tell people a story about who you are more than who you are. And you'll know that I'm not just a poor me. I'm not just an emotional intelligence specialist. Because when you really step it up and you want to have power, you can really get your way. And so it's important that you own that this actor, actress quality in you makes you aware of how many other people are acting and not telling the whole truth. And you are when you are in your core, you are a person that can see the truth in another person. Really important to get that. That's one of your greatest gifts. How you motivate other people isn't by seeing, like a warrior would, seeing the chink in their armor and showing them how you have control over them because of some awareness of their weakness. It goes to the next level up. That's how you survive. But the truth is that what you do is you look inside and you're able to see their greatness. And that's where the team player comes in. If you've got a strong team player, you have always been able to look inside people and see their greatness. And then if you've got the charismatic leader as your primary, you see that and then you help them, coach them, guide them, show them what it looks like to live your life purpose, to live from that core place. And so that is all great leaders are able to see the greatness in all of their people that want to follow them. Why do people follow great leaders? Because they feel like that great leader sees in them their greatness. So understand, that's your gift. When you don't trust other people and you're looking at them for what they might do to you or how they might betray you, which is your greatest fear, and you vowed never to be betrayed, you lose the capacity to motivate them. They start looking at you as someone who's trying to control them and negate them or corral them or contain them out of your own fear of being betrayed. And so you will get into businesses in defense, and you'll be incredibly manipulative, and maybe even sort of get to a point where you've already burned too many bridges. You got to leave that business, and you may find that as a charismatic leader, you only last 2 or 3 years out of business. But if you've got the team player, you've got the opportunity to be a leader for a long time, take on a 20-year business that really drives and builds and does things for other people and really sacrifices. That's a huge, huge piece where you're the leader of the family, you're the monarch or the patriarch of the family, where you are willing to shoulder the hard parts about being the leader of a family, whether that family is an immediate family of husband or wife and children, or whether it's a family of a small business or a community. You take those people on like they're your family. And that's very powerful. So so from the vows, your fear of never being betrayed, you'll never surrender, I will never surrender. You have this feeling like I can't give in or I'll die. And that's a deep fear of this inner warrior, this lifetime of warriors, and this feeling like if I were to somehow give up, it would never go. But the truth is that you're a charismatic leader. When you surrender to a higher purpose, when you say, you got me, you beat me on that one, you become so real, so powerful that other people begin to trust you. When you can never lose, nobody can trust you because you're a terrified person rather than a person who realizes you win some, you lose some, but boy, I like to win. But I'm not afraid of losing because losing isn't a matter of ego anymore. Losing is a matter of realizing that I was on the wrong path and I want to stay on the right path. So the positive elements of that, you always lead by example. I am a hero who fights for truth and causes worth fighting for. I am willing to die for my cause. That's so important, is this idea that you will die for your cause. Die for your family, and you probably would say, yes, I would die for my family. I'd die, for them. But it's more important that you share with everybody. You teach people to step into their lives. You inspire them to be in their lives by showing them this is what it's like. You only have this moment to be who you are. You've got to own it, and be it, and not be afraid to be yourself. And when you teach that, people will listen. And you have to be willing to be a good rebel, and not do things the way other people do, and not against other people, but for a cause, for your, for this thing. Know that you're only going to ever want to do things your way. You've never wanted to do things somebody else's way. So having a team player who likes to do things other people's way is a little bit of a struggle where you love being with people, but you have to own that. When you are with people and you go with people or you help someone build something or support them or make dinners for them or bring things over for them or take someone to the hospital or do those things that you will do so beautifully as your team player charismatic leader or as your charismatic leader team player, you're doing it for you. And when you remember that you're doing this because I love to protect this person and support this person and be there for this person, that's when you step really fully into your power. So, you've got a few, energy, a few things that you need to know about yourself and recognize, and you'll recognize yourself in some of these things. And these are the lower self traits and the higher self traits. And remember, you cannot have a higher self trait without the lower self trait. You can't just say, I am self-sacrificing for a cause, without being selfish. Just understand. The most selfish and narcissistic people in the world are the ones who are ultimately going to stand up and do the thing that needs to be done. Why? Because I'm the one who has to do it. I know I have to do it. I know it's on my shoulders. And so that's a selfish, I know that I have to, that I am the one. That's selfish. Well, understanding that in the context of your life purpose as a charismatic leader, not as an enforcer, not as a controller, manipulator, but as a person who has to follow my cause, selfish means I have to do it. I have to take the time. I have to sacrifice what I have to need to sacrifice to do this. You'll also often, especially with a team player, be overbearing in your sort of like in your demeanor, and you may hyper protect your children or your staff or people . And you'll be threatening. And understand, if you are a charismatic leader, enforcer, charismatic leader, you have both of those qualities. Nobody gets out. Nobody gets out of both of our qualities. You can be a scary person. You can be threatening. And when you are threatening, you do it to gain control and manipulation of somebody's behavior, that's in the shadow. But when you are strong and committed to your cause, to what you believe in, you're not against other people, you're for your cause. And if someone stands against that, you will go up against them, but you're not fighting for your own, I want to manipulate you to get you to do something. You are doing it from this deeper fight for what's right. And so you'll often feel sort of, you can have sort of like a self-righteous quality in you. It's like anytime someone's been mean to you, you'll be like, I'm getting them back. And I don't know, I mean, it's kind of fun to sort of say, yeah, they're going to get that back. And as a competitor in sports and athletics, you may, especially if you played football or you played, you know, some sort of gymnastics or, not gymnastics, but some other competitive game, whether it be tennis or whatever you did, basketball or soccer, you know, if someone cheated, okay, and by the way, you are a world-class cheater if you're a charismatic leader, and so good at it sometimes that nobody even knows you do it. But the reason you are that way is because you don't believe in the rules. You don't always believe in the rules. You believe you want to win. And if bending the rules a little bit, or just looking the other way, or just tripping somebody right at the last second will get it, you're not afraid to do that. And it's not like you're pre-planned. It's just automatic. It's just like, whatever I got to do to survive. That's why you're a great warrior. And if you're a team player, charismatically with a team player, there are many of you over in wars around the world, and you are there, and you know that nobody you would rather die than come out without your team, and so you are a protector at that huge level, and so you can often feel like a victim. Or victimized, especially if you have the emotional intelligence, you feel like, oh my God, I'm always victimized by all these things. But what happens is that quickly turns into victimizer. So the charismatic leader are the ones who want to go back to war. After 9/11, it wasn't the emotional intelligence specialist that decided that we were going to go and kill Saddam Hussein. There's that feeling of when I'm a victim, I have to victimize back. But what happens is that when you're a charismatic leader, rather than just lashing out, which may be a natural trait for you, and you have to check on that if it is or it isn't, you know that when you are victimized by somebody, you're abused or rejected or betrayed by somebody, you will really feel like you want to get even with them. As a true charismatic leader and as a true sort of general in the army or in the world of battles, you choose your battles and you are not afraid to walk off the battlefield. There is no ego involved in what you're doing. There is a sense of not a sense of self-righteousness, which is definitely part of your shadow. There's a sense of rightness, of what's truthful. You become like a martial arts warrior that is unafraid to die, unafraid to die to their ego. When you're in your profile, you have a huge ego, a huge sense of self-righteousness and all of that. And it's something that you have to struggle with. And I'd love to say that you can get over that. You can't. What you need to do is embrace the fact that you're a charismatic leader. And if that's who you are, you have both. You have this huge energy that is constantly going back and forth between the two worlds. So, and when you live in the highest, when you live in the charismatic leader and out of the enforcer, you are a person who is inspiring the world. So to wrap up here, if you're a charismatic leader with a team player, you are here on the planet to be strong. Strong like bull. You are here to be a force to reckon with. You are a protector. You are a person who needs to take charge, not hide, not play down, because ultimately, charismatic leader, you're never going to like doing it anybody else's way anyway. But as a team player, you get to do it with people. And so you build teams wherever you go. You connect with people. You motivate people to work for you and with you. And you may even consider that when you may start a business and you may work harder than the people in your business for them. Because you like that team player in you, if that's really a strong quality in you, you may really love and sacrifice for them more than you do for yourself. And so knowing how to come into balance, but know that when you're a charismatic leader, people are looking for you to lead. They're looking for you to lead. And if you have a team player second, you're going to be leading in areas of protecting people, of supporting people who are repressed in the world, of fighting for people that can't fight for themselves, and whatever that looks like for you, whether it's through writing or through the law or through whatever it is that you are there for, or through government. You're a charismatic leader. You are a natural politician, actor, actress. You can do anything. So get out there, fight that good battle, and do it for those that you really love, and know that you are a protector, and you are not a team player. You are a person who is in charge all the time. Own that, and own that that can look like sacrifice. And that sacrifice to the people you love, that's going to make your life, your life purpose full and whole. So, enjoy what a powerful person you are.